Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy, Cosell, and I'm being brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yes, the multimedia place. Yes, what we do always best. Yes, we give you broadcasting. And, of course, how you got to do after we do our contest, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And, again, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have eliminated a whole lot of frauds on this stage here tonight. But I tell you this much, one person will come out and be the winner of the Battle of the Network Stars. Now, of course, we don't have anyone to defend their title this year, so it's wide open. The belt is on the table. The belt is right there for you, you, and especially you. Now, we have to introduce some people. And first, we go right to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and our first beautiful, beautiful judge. She is a broadcaster herself at the Epiphany Network. She goes by, she'll tell you the name she goes by because I don't want to mess it up. Why? Because I'm a linguistic master. That's nonetheless. But her name is Danielle Cheney. How are you tonight? And let people know what you do for a broadcast living.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me clearly?
We can hear you the best you know how. Go ahead, girl. Just do your thing.
Awesome. I am a host on the Epiphany Radio Network. That is Portfolio Entertainment. And I actually host 2 to 3 times a night different shows. One is Wednesday night, which is the Erotic Love Zone. Alternating Saturday night, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. And every once in a while, we have a new show called Iron Sharpens Iron, where we have a brand new family member named Anonymity.
Iron Sharpens Iron. I like that. You know why? Because lots of times, because how my clothes are so crispy, definitely my iron does sharpen iron. I want to thank you, Ms. Chamber. Right now, we're going to go back to the next wonderful superstar judge here tonight. He's an outstanding person. He is a Hall of Fame singer. He's a lover man of his wife and his children. But nonetheless, he's here at WBNN. And his name is the incomparable Ken Brady. Hey, Danielle, over your Pisces. Wow, look at that.
Wow.
Awesome. That was
how
great.
Are you, Ken?
I'm doing fine. I love listening to you.
And we love listening to your linguistic talents and prowess nonetheless there, Mr. Brady. And, of course, we bring on our, not final judge, but one of the judges. This young lady, just like Mr. Brady and Ms. Cheney, is an entrepreneur nonetheless, a wonderful person in her own right. And we're going to bring her to the mic at this time. Her name is Sylvia L. Blaylock. And this young lady has been on every single one of the Battle of the Network Stars. So we call her Chief, we call her Chief Justice Blaylock. How are you, sister?
Chief Justice. Okay, I'm not even mad. Hello, it's a pleasure to see you again, brother. Oh, so good to see the other host, or hear you anyway. It's a pleasure to hear you. And it's, I'm honored to still be a host with Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes, indeed. Kenneth, as you know, I like to say people's whole names here. Kenneth, what do you do for a living? And tell the people what you do for just who you are.
Well, I am the founder and CEO.
Oh, no, not you. No, wait a minute. Sorry, I said Kenneth. Kenneth, open your ears there, Kenneth. I want you to tell us what you do, Mr. Brady, for a living.
Okay. I'm the lead vocalist for the group called The Casinos. We are a hit record with 1967. The record's called Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. And we're all very, very proud to announce that it has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's
congratulations there.
The words, you have to listen to the words of that song. And I always tell my audience, you know, if you was to kiss me every morning for a million years, what would I look like?
Kenneth, Kenneth, I'm going to leave that alone. But you are a very handsome man, by the way. You've held your composure and your facial expressions nonetheless. And we are proud of you for that. And he's an outstanding entertainer nonetheless. But now, Sylvia L., we know you want to let the world know who you are. Why? Because you're a great person. Why? Because we love you. Why? You're on WBAN. Go ahead, Chief Justice. Tell us who you are.
Well, I'm the founder of Queendom Network. I'm the host of Voices That Carry, a poetry spoken word conference. And I am a entrepreneur contractor that works for different independent publishing companies to produce their press releases and video content. I also do live streaming for poetry.
I love it all the way live. Now, I want to let people know we are out of Lagos, Nigeria, nonetheless. Wow, the preponderance. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation after our outstanding people who are going to come on tonight, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, we do have another guest that's going to be on our program tonight, and he would like to say hi very closely. He'll be part of the intermission. We have the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Mike Tyson. Mike, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm pleasant yours here, Costell.
Okay, Mike, I think you still have brain damage. But we want to talk to you tonight about this outstanding show. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, you know, I love Sylvia. Sylvia is doing a lot. You know, especially at University of California in Berkeley. She's doing so much. And then you got, you know, Dio Cheney with Pearl Enigma. She's so one sweet. And I can just smell the sweet fragrance of her block. And then Ken Brady, man, he said, kiss me each morning. Sometimes I need to be kissed before.
All right there, Mike. Just calm and pump your brakes right there. We don't want to even hear you being kissed in the morning with your lisp. Now we get right to the nitty-gritty, as they say there somewhere across this world. We're going to start with the first round of this outstanding playoff, which is the Battle of the Network Stars. Now, of course,
There is a, you know, a 1-5 fall, which means you have 5 minutes to pontificate the things that you like to say. And these judges will time you in the 5-minute mark. Now, of course, you might want to time yourself. Listen to what you're, you know, if you have, you know, some type of, you know, preponderance of evidence of, you know, MP3 you want to play or whatever, some, you know, some type of introduction. Well, you need to time yourself because you're going to have 5 minutes. I hope we don't have the first ever Battle Royal Network Stars where everyone is disqualified, and then we just go home. Good night, everyone in America and across the world. Kiss Nora and Mr. America and all the folks at home. But you have 5 minutes to do what you need to do. So we start right now. Remember, now I'm going to do something different there, Sylvia, Danielle, and Kenneth. I'm going to let the people know in their presentation of, you know, of their, you know, audio introduction, how much time they have on that introduction. And for the first contestants tonight in the first round of the Battle of the Network Stars, at number 4, that's right, number 4, we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect and Enshrinee, Mr. Huni Bakatulu, versus the number 3 ranked International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever and Enshrinee, the Jersey Jewel, who's a fraud from New York, Miss Geraldine Petito. So we're going to start off with Huni Bakatulu. Huni Bakatulu, this here, you have, and I'm going to put the judges on ice for a second there. And Huni, you at this presentation have 3 minutes and 53 seconds, which means you need to stop talking before the 5 minute fall. All right, Huni, it's your turn.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win.
You know what you are. What you're made of. War is in your blood. Don't fight it. You didn't kill for your country. You killed for yourself. God's never gonna make that go away. When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
My head was
Elvis was a hero to most, but he Elvis was a hero to most. Was a hero to most, but he never meant to me. If he's straight out racist, the sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfucking in, John Wayne.
Cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Already,
I'm
like
the thought process.
Hey, can I say one more thing right quick, sir? Can I say one more thing right quick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, look. I'm a strong advocate, man, for doing for self and kindness. And I refuse to believe that we don't have the power. Yeah, we might not have the power the way things are set up when it comes to their form of currency. And in case you didn't know, currency has always been the so-called powers that be, their God. Why do you think they put it on their currency in God
yeah.
you trust?
Yeah.
Why do you think that? Okay?
Lie.
So
never
now,
lie.
My yeah. last thing I want to say tonight, and hear me closely, we as soul people have power. We have unlimited power, and it's called soul power. James Brown tried to tell us that back in the 60s. And here's the thing, my last case in point. Soul people, if you are listening to the Magic Man, get your soul back. Stop giving people your soul, man. That's something
right.
that we have and a lot of people don't have. That's something that the Creator, by any name, gave us. Why do you think we were the first children of the Most High? Why do you think that we had the power to forgive other people for all the hell that we had went through? Your soul back. So, I mean, I'm not telling you to hate. I'm not an advocate of haters. I don't advocate hate no one. But I'm telling you, if you get your soul back, your soul will burn the devil. I don't care what they say to you religiously. Huh. Get your soul back. You understand? I took my soul back. If you didn't hear, listen to my last interview I had on She's the Tower last night. If you got any doubt, you can love, like, or hate me. But it's obviously that I took my soul back, and I wanted to take it back. You understand? I'm not asking them to give me nothing. The first thing I had to do was take my soul back and take my mind back, and I'm going to why do you think it's called Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover? That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. And you press 1 to interact with me, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. My next advancement will be coming up June 30th, where I'll be speaking about my methods of motivation. Thank you.
All right. That was the magic man, Haru himself, Honey Bakatun. How you like that one there, Iron Mike? You know, I think it was wonderful. You know, he even had... my public enemy, okay, all right. It's okay, Tyson, it's okay. Now, we're going to bring next the Jersey Jewel, the fraud herself, Geraldine Petito from New York.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jimmy Lewis. I'm the long-lost brother of that famous comedian Jerry Lewis. That's my big claim to fame, other than being named Employee of the Month at the local Dairy Queen, which allows me to park my bike right next to the trash compactor for a whole week. Anyway, I'm here tonight to express my support for Jerry Petito in hopes that she can be this year's winner and recipient of the IIHOF title, which is an annual recognition award given to radio personalities who have proven themselves in their industry, much like I've proven myself by being EOTM, Employee of the Month. Now, in reality, IIHOF really means it's important to help out friends. Now, last year it seemed to me that Jerry was thrown under the bus, and she didn't win. But that's all water under the fridge. Now, judges, please keep in mind how much Jerry stands true to the importance of helping out friends. She takes the negativity in her life and uses it as a catalyst to help better the lives of her listeners who may be experiencing some very bad times. Her opening song actually says it all, from addict to ass to beacon of hope for others who have fallen by the wayside. And I guess that's all I have to say. I hope that helps, Jerry. I love you so much. Stop by for a free cone on Wednesdays after 9.
Ha-ha. Thank you, Jimmy Lewis. The Jerry Petito Show will be heard. The Jersey Jewel brings the word. Yo, 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 I got to say, I'm promoting my show today. Jimmy Lewis said it best. Yes, my show tops the rest. The Battle of the Network Stars is back again this year. 2019 Rocky brought Clubber to shed more than one tear. Here we are once again going toe-to-toe. Looney Bakatun, my friend, I've got to let you know. We both are great in what we do. Hall of Famers, we are too. But tonight's the night to take the crown. In your tears, you might drown. All my awards speak for themselves. Lifetime Achiever and Host of the Year. Award-winning poet from back in the day. WBNN got me noticed, my dear. This competition just got real. The legends I brought are the real deal. My guests included many greats, worldly famous, no debates. From Elvis's crew to doo-wop kings and famous fighters in the rings. My show saves lives. I'm an open book, am I? From addict to coach, without God, I die. I was a dumbass back in the day. Now I'm a smartass. WBNN, make way. I've overcome as much as you. We're all alive with much to do. My show will inspire and always show hope to teach you your worth. To me, now that's dope. The reason my show is really the best, my Lord is my backer. I'm put to the test. Our hosts are second to none. The other networks see us and run. My interview is always ranked top, winning awards. I'll never stop. We all need a chance. Expression is key. To save someone's life, I will give to thee. Magic Man, I love you. I do say what's right. Your shows do rock, except for tonight. Shout out to our judges for doing your thing, spending your time with fairness you bring. Shout out to John Monforto. Jimmy Lewis was great. The man of many voices is not second rate. John Monforto, my friend, you never say no. WBNN is rocking now, your new show. Shout out to our listeners for spending your time, especially today with my silly rhyme. 15 million and counting because of all of you. Our network's the best. Our dreams came true. Shout out to Brother O for doing your thing. Without your support, to myself I would sing. He puts in hard work for you and for me. Hall of Famer enshrined is our honeybee. Tonight I'm here proudly to tell you that's right. Brother O will announce that I win tonight. Brother O, I love you. I'm not over my time, and I've got the best show, and here is my dime. I just dropped the mic. Yeah, yeah, I did. Not bad for this fraud who's now on the grid. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, 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 that was. Now I guess she's finally from Jersey. Nah, she's from New York. Anyway, we're going to go to the judges. Can we go, Mike?
Yeah, I'm over here eating.
Okay, Mike. All right, all right, all right. Now, we're going to go to the first judge of the night, and that will be Miss Danielle Cheney at this time. Danielle, now, of course, before you start grading, I'm going to tell you the pitfalls of the grading. The top would be, of course, 10, and the lowest would be a 6. So, of course, it goes from 10 to 9.5 to 9 to 8, and subsequently going all the way down the line. So, what is the grade right now, of course, for our first and then our last? Go to the call at Honey Bop Atum. What is his grade tonight for his presentation?
Wow. I love it. I love the presentation. I'm going to give him a 10. I really liked what he was saying. I'm all about the, taking your power back, knowing who you are. But I'm going to give him a 10 on that one. Jay,
right.
I loved her including the names of the host and who she knows in her presentation. So this one right now is going to be a tiebreaker, okay, coming up next, because both of them got a 10 from me.
Oh, Frank, you're saying a perfect score. The first time in the history of this network that we had judged to two people a perfect score. Now, we go to Kenneth Brady at this time. Ken, why don't you tell us your grade at this time?
Okay, the first one, I was things that he said, I understood, but it was confusing to me.
So what's the grade, Kenneth? What's the grade?
I'm gonna score him with an 8.
All right. So right now, Honey Bakatoon has an 18. One of the top scoring is okay. And then now, what about Jerry Petito?
Well, Jerry Petito is her poem. It was so much giving to others, helping out friends, giving more description of the show and guests, gave thanks to all the listeners and things of that sort. I think it was kind of a clean and a pure a poem. I enjoyed it, and I'm going to give Jerry a 10.
All right, so far Jerry has 30, and Hooney Prophetson has 18. Okay, there is a way that he could catch up there. Okay, let's see the final round there from our wonderful and outstanding Chief Justice, Sylvia L. with Chit Jutu. What shall you render? Right here. Uh-oh. We hope that she's rendering. Sylvia L., hope you're not on. There she is still. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me?
Loud and
hello.
Clear. What shall you render? Yes, what shall you render?
Oh, I wanted to correct you. Jerry does not have 30. She has 20.
and Hooney.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's true. You got 18. You're absolutely right. You know why? Because Mike Tyson is messing with my mind here, so that's fine. 20 to 18, so that's very, very close. You're absolutely right.
Okay, just making sure.
And I'm glad we can finally hear you to say that. Okay, what shall you render?
I would like to congratulate both hosts and say to Hooney, I appreciated the sentiment that was delivered with the voiceover that you had with your promo. However, when you spoke very succinctly to your next show and when we could hear it. You did not tie that in to tell us about your show. The voiceovers gave a sentiment but did not speak your show. I would like to then go to Jerry, whose voiceover spoke specifically to her show, including what time to hear it. And so I would say that I would give Jerry a 10 and Hooney a 7.
All right. So finally, okay, hey, Mike, since I messed up on the math, since you were messing around over there, why don't you tell us the final the score right now?
Okay, he wants to put me on the bus there, Gloria. Okay, right now it's 30, 30, okay? You don't know what 30? 30 is 25 right now. And what more can you say right now? Jerry Petito has a perfect score of 30. That means that right now, that means you have to tie Jerry Petito, you know, and then go into the wild card and have to vote all over again, Sylvia. I mean, wow, Sylvia, this is a mess right here. I mean, already mess up the mathematics. Oh, stupid Casella. Mind your words. Mind your words, Michael, because I'm new customer. All right. Now we're going back to the calls, y'all. We go right now to the second round and these contestants. The first contestant will be the fifth outstanding candidate and contestant, Mr. Terrace Strength at this time. He is going to talk for 5 minutes. Terrace, the mic is yours.
Thanks for sharing the mic, Brother O. So, I've done a lot of thinking and growing since the last battle of the network stars. The first, a win versus Hooney Bakatun, a.k.a. the father, master sound therapist, the grand architect of the universe. The second, a loss versus a surprise entry from none other than Hooney Bakatun's daughter, Offset Atun Ray. For the last 2 years, I haven't been able to shake Hooney, my mentor and campaign manager for the Hall of Fame, haven't been able to shake his web. But I digress. So here I am again, a different and more evolved soul due to the battles that I have endured. But now having finally been released from the web, I have a new perspective and also a new challenger, a dynamo of sorts, Angela Thomas Smith, a.k.a. the Queen of Collaborations. So why don't we examine her resume, shall we? Certified notary, life coach at Queen of Collaborations Life Coaching and Consultant, LLC. Host of Walking in Purpose with Angela at ONE Dynasty and Goji Time Multimedia, LLC. CEO at Queen of Collaborations, Life Coaching and Consultant, LLC. Founder and CEO of AAALAC, which stands for African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign. Founder, CEO, and owner of Place with a Purpose, and also a former commissioner of Ngozi Time Multimedia. I need to take a breather from just reading what she does on a constant basis for all of us at WBNN. Angela Thomas is an inspiration to women and men everywhere, and it has been an honor for me to be on the same network as her in trying to inspire, motivate, educate, captivate, and empower her audience and me, a fellow host, Tara Strength, to shoot for the stars and tell your story and walk in your purpose. Salute. Angela Thomas, salute. Now, why should you listen to Spirituality, A New Perspective with Tara Strength, you may ask? For the same reason that you listen to Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas, to delve into the metaphysical unknown, to explore the delicate inner workings of the universe, to explore each other's reality from a psycho-spiritual perspective, to enjoy music that is unique, rhythmic, and ethnic, to continue to interview cutting-edge guests that are unique, interesting, knowledgeable on an array of topics that speak to the soul of the listeners. And like Angela, inspire, motivate, educate, captivate, and empower my audience. For we indeed are O-N-E, one. So tonight, family, it's not a battle, but a celebration of 24 outstanding hosts who go to battle every night for the hearts of internet listeners worldwide and seek to transform the world through their individual messages. To all the Hall of Famers and to all the Hall of Fame nominees, and most of all, to our effervescent Hall of Famer producer and trainee, your honeybee, and your mother and father's favorite DJ, Brother O. Thank you to all, and to all, a good night. Salute.
The man almost sounds like old Chris Kringle right there. And he gave props to a bum, a ball-headed bum. I don't understand how Terrace gave props to him. What has he done? What has he done? Other than give me gas and give me heartburn. That bum old ass. But Cosell is back, and of course we go right to the next person, number two ranked candidate, Miss. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, the person you just heard is the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Oh, my goodness. Now, we go to our former commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. You have 5 minutes for your dissertation.
I have been broken only to be mended and molded in his image. A domestic violence survivor, suicide attempt survivor, and the list goes on. Have you been through some things? Do you feel defeated, worthless, or lack purpose? Well, guess what? You have purpose, and you've come to the right place tonight to learn just a little about Walking in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. Wow. It's not by accident that you're here. You're here because you have purpose. You didn't get dropped out of the sky. It was a part of the master's plan. And if you're ready to experience the ultimate E3 experience, you have to tune in every 4 weeks on Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My next show airs live from Lagos, Nigeria, June 29th. The Queen's desire is to educate, empower, and encourage you into your purpose. I will always provide you with insight and statistics on the topic of the hour, and I will provide you with some amazing co-hosts and guests that have walked through the fire to get to their purpose. Not anyone else's purpose, but their purpose. They found their place to be unique. Their resilience that postured them to overcome setbacks to help them evolve into who they were purposed to be. So tune in to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on WBNN every 4 weeks on Wednesday. Call in at 516-453-9133. My show airs the day after the fraud, Jerry, the Jersey Jew, by way of New York, and the day before, Henny Bakatoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man Jose. So I challenge you to call in 516-453-9133. June 29th, begin to discover and walk in your purpose. I am your host, the queen of collaboration, Angela Thomas Smith, here on WBNN Walking in Purpose with Angela. Thank you and good night.
I know some people have called in. Hey, Boston, you might have saw somebody say they called in. They couldn't stand that show. Who gives a goddamn? This is something we do for fun. And if you have any problems, you can call me directly. All right. Now, we are going to go back to the call lines. And there also will be those outstanding judges. We're going to go to Mr. Kenneth Brady at this time. Ken, we're going to go to your, you know, dissertation of the first one, Tara Strith, and the last, Angela Thomas-Smith, in the second round of the Battle of the Network Stars.
Okay, Brother O, I really, really, really enjoyed her sincerity, and which one are we on?
Right now, you're going to go to the first person, Mr. Tara Strith, the first person, and then Ms. Angela.
Okay. It turns me like angels. I don't really have a whole lot to say. I wasn't real excited, but I'm going to give him a 7.
All right, that's 7 right there from Kenneth Brady. All right, now what do you feel about now? You were so excited about Angela Thomas-Smith. Well, pray tell. Go ahead and talk. Pontificate.
Yes, sir, I was. I loved listening to her. She's so sincere. And I get touched. The people that know me, I really, really, truly get touched from people that reach out to try to help people, others that need help and problems and things like that sort. And I enjoyed listening to her, and I'm going to give her an 8.5.
All right, 8.5 for Angela Thomas-Smith. All right, let's go to the call line, of course, and go right back to Danielle Cheney. Danielle, your scores at this time.
For the gentleman, I love the fact that he mentioned over and over again how things turn out. Oh, sorry.
Take
I love the fact that he the repetition in what he was saying and announcing name and what can be done. I'm going to give him a 9 for that.
All right, there's a 9 score. Go ahead, pontificate.
For Angela, I love an outreach. Where you can get help from anywhere. So I'm going to give her a 10.
All right. Another perfect score there. Well, of course, Jerry must have took all the perfect scores, but you gave it to Angela Thomas-Smith at this time. All right. Let us go. I wanted to say go to the house of the Lord, but that's not what I'm trying to say. Let's go to Sylvia L. Blaylock at this time. Sylvia L., what is your pontificate? What do you want to grade tonight? First Terrace and then Angela.
I would like to first tell the gentleman that his humility in promoting everything on the network really touched me, that coming through and really promoting it as a team effort stood out to me. So I am giving him a 9. I would like to say that Angela Thomas-Smith, with no voiceover, no additional track, described what her show is, when her show is, invited people to hear her show, and did so straight from her heart, just like she shot it from the gut. I'm definitely giving her a 10.
All right. So there you have it at this time. So I want to thank Sylvia L. And, of course, another 25 right there for Terrace. And, of course, Honey Bakatone, Jerry Petito has 30. And then, of course, what more can we say, with a 28.5 at this time. And that would be Angela Thomas-Smith. Okay. Now
we go into the rounds, the rounds, the rounds, and the rants. It is the wild card round. And, of course, wild card means the sixth seeded, which is usually our rookie. Our number one new host of the year at this time, his name is Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. And then going against the number one host, number one seeded ranked, Dr. Chinchilla J. Man, I can't wait. Intermission time. How about that, Mike Tyson? Okay, whatever. All right, let's get to the match game. Let's think about it, y'all. Nope. We go. And, of course, we're back after intermission and now getting ready for the wild card round at this time. So, all the folks that don't like my voice, kiss my... All right, let's go to the call at this time. Now, of course, we're going to take some more pontification with this next person. The rookie of the year at this time, you know, at the halfway mark, the sixth rank. Mr. Jeffrey, Mr. Boston, Mr. Sanders, you have 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I am the product of WBNN, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, speaking to Boston Crump. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Golden Time Most. Tuesday night, the Boston Chronicles will go fire hot live to Tuesday to the whole world game. Tune in at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So come out and be heard and hear the Boston Chronicles come alive. Come turn me on here and share in my show. My goal isn't to live forever. The goal is to create something that will. Everything is in the mind, and the power of our will constructs our future. Let us therefore honor our brain power and stimulate our imagination's vibrancy to create the ideal rhythm and perfect quality of our life pulsation. This is Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle, the product of WBNN.
All right, there you go. That was Mr. Boston at this time. And now we have, of course, the number one ranked host of this network at this time. Also known all around the world as Dr. Chinchilla J. She will not be speaking tonight because she already is speaking. Chinchilla, go ahead.
You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Media.
Hey, everybody, this is your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J. News Forum will not be broadcasting live tonight due to our WBNN annual Battle of the Network Stars. But your girl, Chinchilla J, will be right back here next Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. on June 19th, 2022. And next Sunday is not only Father's Day, but more importantly, it's Juneteenth. And boy, oh boy, do we have an exciting Juneteenth and Father's Day special in store for you. Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. Dating back to 1865, it was on June 19th, that soldiers gave the word that the war had ended and the enslaved were free. But 119 years later, are we really free? We went from the plantation to the prison, the modern day slavery. What role does slavery play in black on black crime? What role does slavery play on one's mind? What role does a black male play in the slavery of our people today? My special Juneteenth and Father's Day guests are fathers that have done time, fathers that are doing time, and fathers that are volunteering their time on the front line. Bruce Cox, Black Panther Party Vice President. Brian Fegans, radio show host on WWDB. Vincent Moto, Pennsylvania historical examinee, co-founder of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. Curtis Crossland, wrongfully incarcerated 34 years, now a community engagement coordinator with the DA's office. Shaka Buna Marshall, executive director, Human Rights Coalition, a child lifer for 34 years. Co-host for next week will be my dear friend, criminal defense and wrongful conviction attorney Caroline Turner, as we honor and recognize many fathers across this country. Thanks to my many, 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 many listeners, News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J has over 15 million listeners worldwide. News Forum with Chinchilla J is hot, hot, hot. Stop exposing injustices in America? I will not. It's police, political corruption, and prosecutorial misconduct that leads to wrongful conviction. And it's already a plot through racism and the scales of injustice. Yes, I always put them on the spot. Mass incarceration, the modern-day slavery, black-on-black crime, gentrification, inequality. When will it ever stop? Taking you across the country, around the world and back in 8 minutes with news you can use however you choose. From coronavirus updates in all the states, along with worldwide case and death tolls, and how Big Pharma continues to increase their trillion-dollar bankrolls. With controversial topics, controversial callers, and controversial guests, Ms. Controversy herself does its best. 2 hours of extremely intense reality. No, not a reality show, but the reality of real-life events with real-life people who have lived to tell the reality of it all with just one phone call. And speaking of phone calls, those of you that have experienced difficulties calling into News Forum due to phone service provider issues, I have a solution for you. Go to the Apple Play Store app or the Google Play Store app, search and find the Text Now app, download it onto your cell phones, select a phone number, and start using the Text Now free service to tune in to News Forum each and every Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, by dialing 516-453-9133. News Forum is also available via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ngozi Time. Be one of my 15 plus million listeners next Sunday. I am your girl, Dr. Chinchilla. Yay!
All right, that was the two right there, Mr. Boston and Dr. Chet. We go back to the judge's decisions at this time. Danielle, the mic is yours.
I'm going to say for Jeffrey, it was very, very lively. You want to sit up and listen to his promo, his announcements of what's going on. I liked it a lot. I'm going to give him an 8.
All right. And now Chinchilla.
Oh, for Chinchilla, wow. Even though she's not here, the poem.
No, she's here. She's listening. She just had a whole 5 minutes. She did what she did with the presentation.
Okay. Well, I like
she's
it.
She's listening.
It was it was very informative. She has a very soothing sound that comes from from her voice. And it was so much information packed into that 5 minutes. So I'm going to give her a 10.
All right, perfect score. Okay, let's see what happens there. Well, old man boy, let's see what happens with him. He might have a tie. It's up to his throat. All right, Kenneth, the mic is yours.
Sure.
Boston first, Boston first, and Dr. Chinchilla next.
Okay. He was short, and I didn't like the I just wasn't happy. I didn't he talked too much about somebody else, and no, not too much about his program. I just wasn't happy. I'm going to give him a 7. And
here's a 7. Dr. Chinchilla J next.
I liked listening to her. I think she was very exciting. And all that stuff, and I really enjoyed it, but 6 minutes is too long, I think.
No. She only did it in less, under 5. No. So you got to regroup that one. She did it in under 5 minutes. Yeah. So go ahead and okay. Now give your score.
I must start up my timer too late or something. But that's fine. She's got a very, very, very pleasant voice, a very listening voice and stuff like that. So I'm going to give her a 9.
All right, Kenny. And now what more can we say but we can say to the Chief Justice at this time? Sylvia L. Blaylock, your vote.
Mr. Boston. It's been a long time since I heard you. I would say that so used to hearing you self-promote that I was really surprised that you didn't really self-promote. I expected to hear a lot more about your show. And I'm going to take away that I know who you are and just say for the sake of this promotion, that the gift that you have of self-promotion, I don't think that you brought with you. I loved hearing what you had to say, but I'm going to give you an 8 because you didn't tell me enough about the show. I'm going to, in the same token, say that Dr. Chinchilla was not 6 minutes long. He was 5 minutes and 19 seconds. I'm not going to mark somebody off for a second. It's different when you're like a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes over. But it was only a couple of seconds, and I timed it from the second it started. That said, it was an outstanding, outstanding promotion of the show, the network, how to connect with it. It's exactly what I say every time. If you don't tell me what time, how to get there, and what it's about, then everything else is fluff. And so she got a 10, and if I could give her an 11, I would give her an 11.
All right, but we can't give her 11. But I will say this, you know, I know for a fact, guys, that, you know, when it started, this thing was 4 minutes and 55. But it is what it is, and I appreciate Sylvia L. for saying what she said.
Well, because you have the recording, I trust absolutely that you yourself have the track. The recording, so you know time that track is.
Yeah.
Only you
that's
know.
Cool.
It
cool.
Could be exactly 5 minutes for all I know, but from the time you said go, I hit my stopwatch, and then
right.
You hit the track, and I think I counted the dead air, okay?
That's fine.
So it was very close.
Boom.
It might be right on the money, but it was probably
right.
A five-minute track with extra seconds of
and, time. And if you know it's crazy, you're absolutely right, and that's what it was. But nonetheless, it is a 10. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. Chief Justice, Jerry Pitino wins the ball of the Network Stars in the year 2022 by one vote. And because all you guys voted for her a perfect 10.
So you are the guys, all the judges tonight, vote Jerry Tito number one. So there it is, and there you have it. Now, of course, what more can I say tonight? I told you it's going to be a popcorn service. But we're going to bring on some callers and see how they feel about it. And then we're going to bring our wonderful judges back on to have their final words. Let's go to the caller right now. Caller, you're on the line right now, of course, with me, Olad Ski, and, of course, Olad himself, and all the rest, the Battle Network stars. Caller, you there? This caller might be on ice. If the caller's on ice, I'm going to keep it pushing. All right, caller, try to call back in. All right, we're going to go right now across our judges tonight. And before I do, I'm going to bring on the winner of the Battle of the Network Stars. Again, she's a second-time winner. She won in 2019, and she wins 4 years later in 2022. Geraldine Petito, you're still a fraud. How are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm a fraud. I want to thank the judges and, of course, again, all the listeners and you especially. We all needed to have some fun tonight, and this was so needed. I can't even tell you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for putting this on.
All right. We appreciate you. You, and especially you. Let's go to the judges. Let's go right to Kenneth Brady. Kenneth, thank you so much for coming on. Again, you're like our diamond cower of this outstanding network. You know, what more can we say that hasn't already been said? And you made the vote and made the difference tonight. How do you like the Battle of the Network Stars?
Well, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I hope that I can do this again sometime. But it was such a close thing that I'm like you, I was kind of shocked from one vote, but it came out, and it I think Jerry is a wonderful person. I just think she does a great job with the radio stations, and I'm happy for her so much, and I'm really, 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 you know, grateful for you. Me and you talk quite often, and I think you're so neat, man, and you got a great thing going here. Keep it up. Don't stop it.
I appreciate you, Kenneth, and what more can we say to you? And you will be back next year. You better believe it, because why? I have our here. Oh, he's a villain. He'll be back. He'll be back. Next, we go to Miss Danielle Chaney tonight, being a part of our network. Danielle, how did you feel about the Battle of the Network Stars tonight?
I enjoyed myself. You guys have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather, but I always enjoy myself when I come on here, especially talking with you, Brother O. It's great, Bill. You know, it's all love. I really do. I love listening to what everybody has to say. And the promos are awesome. They really, really are. I don't get a chance often to do that because I'm on another network. But
that's right.
When I agree to commit, I am here because I really do enjoy myself, and I thank you for having me. Everybody did great.
Thank you so much, Miss Chaney, and now our Chief Justice, who always, you know, makes herself so available for us here at this network, and we love her so, so dearly. Her name is Sylvia L. Blaylock. How are you tonight?
First of all, thank you for making me feel like I even am important in this at all. I think that every promo was amazing. I think that for the purposes of comparison and competition, there has to be a winner. But I would like to tell all of the kings that despite how it looks on paper, you are uniquely qualified to promote what you do in a way that nobody else can, in a way that nobody else can. If you will tell us about you, tell us what you're doing, what this, what your shows are, if you really come to us with what you're doing, I think that you can open up so many doors to people who need to hear from the king. I absolutely believe that. To all of the queens, it shows on paper that you ranked higher because you were promoting yourselves harder. I absolutely believe that is what happened. You stepped to the floor, and all of the queens stepped up and said what time, what day, where to find me, and gave facts and information. And the balance of that is if you put each of the contestants together for one promo, it would be unstoppable because each had what the other was missing, a lot like what male-female relationship is. So coming here and just being able to be a part of this, I do publicity as one of my businesses, so it was a joy and a pleasure to be included in this another year, and I just love you to pieces for doing this for your people. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, we thank you so, so very much. This young lady here, okay, let me get back to my regular voice at this time. First of all, this person here last year did a great, great honor for me. She was the one who installed me into the Hall of Fame. And I want to say this, you know, again, she was the only person that was qualified to do it. I'm talking about a person that's been doing internet radio and been a CEO of internet radio for years. This person was the only person that was qualified to install me as a Hall of Famer.
I appreciate you.
You're the only person. You're the only person that could have did it, of anybody, period, that could have, you know, to, you know, only a CEO can, only a CEO can install a CEO. So I want to thank you so, so, so much for that and just that time. And this year being, you know, Lifetime Achiever Elect, you know, hope, you know, going to, you know, ONI Honors, which is still called ONI Honors, will always be called ONI Honors. Even though we're WBNN now, we're not going to change the trademark. But I, you know, me, Sunny and I,
when I was the CEO of a net, of a Blog Talk Radio network, it took someone like you to say there's CEO of a Blog Talk Radio network, and then there is expanding it to be the CEO of a network, of a group of people, of a business that helped me make the decision to move into making my business an LLC. And I said that during your, when I inducted you. So I'd just like to thank you again for always encouraging me. And this has been a rocky path that is really showing progress and promise now. And thank you for all that you did to encourage me to do this.
Well, you're such deserving. And I want to thank all of the, you know, these three will be back next year, whether you like it or not. They'll be back next year to give you another judge. And we'll be, you know, listen, these three judges voted for Jerry Pitino in the beginning of this, you know, at 30. So they voted for the all-time, you know, record and, of course, perfect score. And, of course, what more can we say about, you know, tonight? Mike, he went away. He's back on, you know, doing his thing. And, of course, Ola Cassell will be here to talk and to take us home. Ola Cassell, take us home. Well, we know that the preponderance of the evidence says that Jerry Pitino won tonight. Now, we'll be back again in June, God willing, in 2023, for another Battle of the Network Stars. Hey, you still got rankings. And also, remember, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. You WBNN hosts, keep on championship winning, because I'll tell you what. You never know who's going to be the Anna Waddell Award winner, because that's voted by you, you, and especially you. Good night, all. Welcome, and good night of the Battle of the Network Stars.